Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 20th of July 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. I've been really tired this weekend for some weird reason. My wife is putting it down to the change in weather, which could certainly be true. We've had plenty of rain. It's certainly cooled off. But I don't know, I've just been lacking energy, particularly today, lacking strength. I feel fine, though, other than that. Perhaps it's just my way of saying I need a break with everything that has been going on. So what have we managed to do this weekend? We've been down on the allotment just doing a bit of tinkering, tidying up. Luckily, the rain has taken care of everything and in terms of watering anyway. But we've managed to tidy up a few of the areas that have been bothering me. I'm figuring out what to do about the brambles. Ideally, we need to dig out the brambles, but due to the way that the brambles are growing right next to the trunk of the gooseberry bushes, it's making it very tricky to figure out just what to do. And these brambles are really thick stakes, thorns. It's going to be a tough one indeed. Mind you, gooseberries are quite thick thorns on that as well. Back at home, we've been, this has been a nightmare really. My garden at the moment looks like Steptoe's yard. Got so much rubbish everywhere. I say rubbish, that's not quickly, it's quite true, but it looks like junk because it's not in place. I'm talking all my water butts that I've had to move around in order to clear the path for the work that's been going on with the driveway and path. But not just water butts, we've got my Belfast sinks that I had to move. They were really heavy. Belfast sinks, I grow herbs and things like that in alongside the house. Really, really unbelievably heavy. I couldn't lift them. Me and Amanda couldn't lift them. We had to call up my to-be brother-in-law to help lift them. And luckily, he did come around and we managed to move them somewhere out the way so that when the builders come tomorrow, they can crack on and remove our path. I've sown some seeds, including spinach, which we'll talk about in just a moment, but I've also sown quite a few other seeds in my propagation shed. This is somewhere where we often focus on growing our seeds now, our new shed. Obviously, with my auto pot trays in there, we've got a lot more cabbages that are starting to show through as well, which are going to need to go into various locations quite soon. Now, talking of cabbages, I've noticed down on the allotment, and you'll hear more about this tomorrow, some of my cauliflowers were covered in caterpillars, which are obviously the cabbage white caterpillars. I'm going to pick those off on a daily basis, pot them in a pot, and bring them home. Obviously, these are one of the pests that do eat the foliage of our cabbages and can be a bit of a problem. Luckily, it's not too serious. It is going to get worse, so we've got to take action straight away. But luckily I have chickens that I can deal with that with. What I've noticed is that at home, my cabbages are not infested with caterpillars, but my nasturtiums are. Now, I grow nasturtiums as a companion plant to grow, in a few beds. But what I've noticed is the caterpillars are on the nasturtiums instead of the brassicas. So they're acting as the sacrificial crop. That, for me, is exactly why we grow nasturtiums. They are a sacrificial crop. They attract the pests away from our crops. So I'm going to be growing a lot more nasturtiums in the future. Nasturtiums are going to be a really, really heavily grown plant in my garden and on the allotment. It is anyway, but we're going to grow more. We're going to grow more, a great deal more. Now, I've already mentioned that today we sowed spinach, which is our seed for today from this month's Seed Supporters Pack. Spinach is a fantastic vegetable, one that we grow a lot of, a leafy green. And I do grow a lot of it, I'll admit. We do grow a lot of it. We'll grow it over winter. It's one of my favourites because it's so nutritious, so tasty that we just really, really enjoy it. So what I've done is I filled up a plug plant tray with seed compost. I'm running low on seed compost. I've got to go get some more soon. Filled that up with seed compost and perlite. Dibbed a hole in each one and dropped a single seed into each plug plant. placed it in my propagation shed in my autopot trays and we'll wait for germination. Once they're germinated, we'll encourage them to grow quite nice and strong, and then we'll plant them out straight from the plug plants as they are intended. Nice row of spinach, we'll harvest those as and when required, but I'll get into that in just a moment. Now, you may not have plug plant trays, you may want to sow these direct, and that's fairly easy enough to do. If you don't have plug plant trays, just same way, just using pots. But if you want to plant them direct in the ground, that's perfectly feasible as well. Just get your hoe and make a line in the soil about a centimetre deep, scatter a few seeds, backfill and water. And germination would take a couple of weeks, I would imagine, depending on temperature and how moist it stays. Once it germinated, you want to thin them out to about one every 15 or 30 centimetres. And then you just harvest the leaves as and when you require them. Now, I recommend picking the leaves when they're young because they do taste better. And it also helps the plant last a little bit longer. Now, the important thing is also to not let them dry out. Spinach can bolt when it gets hot and when it gets dry. So if you don't let them dry out, you will get very few problems with them. But keeping cool as well can work too. I highly recommend, as I said earlier, just picking the leaves when they're young regularly. Pick a lot of them. Even if you don't eat them straight away, freeze them as soon as you pick them if you're not going to eat them. They can freeze down. Now, if you take a big pack or a pack of frozen spinach you might buy from a supermarket, that would probably be about a bathtub full of spinach. It just, when you cook it, it wilts down by quite an amount. So what I tend to do is I pick a few leaves, I wilt them down and I pop them into ice cube trays, freeze them and then take them out and place them in a container or something in the freezer to keep them freezing in the block. Then when I need spinach for cooking, we just remove a block and we will use that. Really easy, really tasty, full of nutrition and full of good things. One of my favourite things to do with spinach, of course, sagaloo, that Indian dish, spinach and potatoes. Absolutely delicious. Right, well, it has been very productive here at the Veggie Grower Podcast. We've harvested lots of tomatoes, peppers, chilies, aubergines, potatoes, not so much beans or peas because they've all gone. What else? Cauliflower, things like that, cabbages. We're doing really, really well. We're getting lots and lots of food. And don't forget the microgreens. I did grow a lot of microgreens since I've set up my shed as well, because that's something I want to grow a lot more of. Really quick, we've got cress growing in our kitchen at the moment, which is tasty and delicious. Hope you are all getting well with your own gardens, your own allotments. Please do let me know. If you've emailed me in the last few weeks, I apologise for not getting back. I keep saying it, finding the time to sit down and do all these emails for me. Finding the time to sit down and do anything at the moment is upon me. But I will be getting back to you very, very soon. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.